Testivity Audio Course, Series 65, Module 1, Economic Factors.
The foundation of economic theory is supply and demand. If demand is high for a product that is in short supply, the price of that product will increase. Conversely, if a particular product is plentiful and demand is weak, the price of that product will decrease. Inflation is a general increase in the cost of goods and services. Deflation is a general decrease in the cost of goods and services. The Consumer Price Index, CPI, is the most recognized and commonly used measure of inflation in the overall economy. The CPI measures the price of a basket of goods and services a typical person would consume over a period of time. CPI measurements are taken at local levels in cities throughout the country and reported monthly. Goods and services considered in the CPI include food, clothing, utilities, transportation, housing, and medical care, among others. The Producer Price Index, or PPI, while similar to the CPI, measures industrial goods, such as farm produce. A common measure of business activity used to gauge the growth of the economy is the Gross Domestic Product, or GDP. The GDP is the total value of all goods and services produced in the country in a calendar year. When the GDP is adjusted for inflation, it is referred to as real GDP. In a healthy economy, the GDP will increase. In a weak economy, the GDP will decrease. Two consecutive quarters, or 6 months, of economic decline or decrease in GDP is known as a recession. Six consecutive quarters, or 18 months, of economic decline is a depression. Historically, business activity in the economy follows a cyclical pattern known as the business cycle. The business cycle consists of four stages: expansion, peak, contraction, and trough. An expansion would be characterized by rising property values, increasing consumer spending, bullish stock market, and measurable growth in the GDP. When the expansion reaches its upper level, or peak, the economy enters a contraction. A contraction is characterized by higher levels of consumer debt, decreasing GDP, bearish stock market, and rising corporate inventories. Eventually, the economy stabilizes and enters a trough until the next expansion. The U.S. government attempts to control the economy with fiscal and monetary policy. Fiscal policy encompasses government spending and taxation. Fiscal policy is controlled by Congress and ultimately the President. In attempts to stimulate or loosen the economy, Congress will cut taxes and/or increase spending. If the economy is growing too rapidly, fiscal policy may be used to control inflation or tighten the economy by increasing taxes or curbing government spending. Active manipulation of taxation and government spending to control the economy is known as Keynesian theory, named after economist John Maynard Keynes. The Federal Reserve Board, or FRB, can influence the economy through monetary policy, which entails active management of the nation's money supply. The money supply consists of cash, coin, traveler's checks, and deposits in checking and savings accounts. Any security that can be converted to cash within 1 year is also included in the money supply and is referred to as a money market instrument. Examples include treasury bills, bankers' acceptances, commercial paper, and negotiable CDs. Through monetary policy, the FRB controls the money supply using reserve requirements, discount rate and Fed funds rate, open market activities, and margin requirements. The reserve requirement is a percentage of customer deposits the FRB requires a commercial bank to deposit with the Federal Reserve Bank. These deposits are collectively known as Fed funds and cannot be loaned to other customers of the bank. If the reserve requirement is 15% and a bank customer deposits $100,000, the FRB would require a deposit of $15,000 with the Federal Reserve, leaving the bank $85,000 to loan to other customers. If the FRB increases the reserve requirement from 15% to 20%, the bank would have less money to loan. The money supply would then decrease, tightening the economy. Lowering the reserve requirement would have the opposite effect. If a commercial bank is not meeting its reserve requirement, it may borrow directly from the Federal Reserve District Bank and pay interest at the discount rate for the loan. To satisfy the reserve requirements, the bank may also take an overnight loan from another bank. The interest charged by the bank making the loan is called the Fed funds rate. The discount rate and Fed funds rate are controlled by the FRB. Raising either rate would have a tightening effect on the economy. The prime rate is the rate banks charge their most qualified clients, generally corporations. While it is linked to the discount rate, the prime rate is not controlled by the FRB, but by the banking industry. An extension of the FRB, known as the Federal Open Market Committee, or FOMC, buys and sells government securities in the open market, commonly called open market activities. Buying securities will increase the money supply and loosen the economy. Selling securities will take money out of the economy and will have a tightening effect. Margin requirements, which will be discussed in depth later in this text, are also controlled by the FRB. The initial requirement, the amount an investor must have on deposit to purchase securities on margin, is currently 50% of the investment market value. To tighten the economy, the FRB would increase margin requirements. To loosen the economy, margin requirements would be lowered. Fiscal policy and monetary policy are not the only influences on the economy. International elements such as balance of payments and currency exchange rates factor into the equation as well. The value of a U.S. dollar is in constant flux versus foreign currencies. As the dollar strengthens relative to a foreign currency, the dollar will buy more in that country and imports from that country will increase. If the dollar is weak relative to foreign currencies, exports will rise. If a country exports more than it imports, that country has a trade surplus. If a country imports more than it exports, it has a trade deficit. The U.S. typically has a trade deficit.